T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Cole on the comebacker, underhand toss to Garrett Jones, and Garrett Cole has retired 10 San Francisco Giants in a row.
0-2 pitch, swing and a miss.
28.
He just blew it by him, 97 gas.
I just want to say, when I went down, when Charlie went down, when Frankie went down, when Jeff wasn't here, the only guy we've had all year posting up every single time is Eddie. And nobody should overlook that, because this is the one guy who's been a rock in our rotation the entire year, and we can lean on his ass anytime we need to, and that's it.
324 million reasons to play that montage to start today's show. That's former Buck Garrett Cole, who hit the lottery, the Powerball. The New York Yankees, the Pinstripes, the Bronx Bombers stepping up and paying the former Pirate number one pick. Not every day we start baseball in the middle of December, but here we are for our last stop on the Permanis World Tour. We're at an MVP Permanis, as far as I'm concerned, the Cranberry location. They are always in a festive mood here in Cranberry. Some familiar faces that I've already seen so far.
Would you call it MVP Most Valuable Permanis?
I don't want to denigrate any of the other Permanis.
But, I mean, that's what it would stand for in this particular
case. It's a stellar Permanis.
Oh, it's a lofty and Permanis.
Don't you save the best for last. We've got a trip to Florida that we're giving away today. We've got Permanis 93.7 The Fan shirts. We've got you here with bells on. And we're presented by Chapin Lujana Injury Law Firm, doing good by doing right. Loaded show, What's on Tap, brought to you by Fatheads, now available in 15 packs of Sunshine Daydream and Bumbleberry. John Clayton on the Patriots Spygate allegations 2.0. The wisdom of Solomon Wilcott, is going to break down Bills and Steelers for us in the 4 o'clock hour. Jason Mackey from the baseball meetings, our Bengals expert, the whistleblower, Mo Egger, is going to join us in 20 minutes on why he blew the whistle on the Patriots and wanted to expose them for the cheating frauds that they are. But, Chris, let's get your reaction. Let's get Pittsburgh's reactions now to Garrett Cole getting the second richest free agent contract in baseball history, the biggest given out to a pitcher in baseball history. He will make $10,000 per pitch next year if he can go and equal his numbers in terms of batters faced and innings last year. He does that. It's $10,000 a pitch, $50,000 an at-bat, $100,000 an inning.
You're talking Ron Cook money when you're throwing those numbers out.
Absolutely.
Joe Starkey money, perhaps. Five words. That's my reaction. Thank God for the Yankees. Because my big problem with baseball is that most guys aren't getting big contracts, that owners are hoarding more money than ever and trying to tamp down the market. And I think that there's something like the faint whiff of collusion here. There was a couple of off seasons ago. I like the fact that the Yankees are mad enough that they have gotten bounced by the Astros a couple of times to go out and do what they used to do, which was when a team would beat them in the playoffs, they would get that team's best free agent.
It would Steinbrenner way. Like.
That was a Steinbrenner move, and so this is a true George Steinbrenner move as a kid, and in some ways as an adult who's a fan of a team that can never do that and will never do that. It's still a bummer to show the gulf between big and small in that sport. But as a guy who's worried about the fact that there's going to be labor unrest possibly, I'm glad at least one owner is breaking ranks and saying, screw it, I'm going to pay a guy a ton of money who's awesome. I don't care what anyone else in the owner's ranks do.
Okay. That's a pretty objective down the middle. That's not the Pirates fan you coming out at all.
I have one other take. It is astonishing to me, and it makes me much happier that Neil Huntington was fired, that Ray Searidge was fired, that the guy that looked like a middle-of-the-road, like, number two starter for a lot of his time here, I am so happy that the people that made him that, that neutered him into that, have been let go. Because look at what Gerrit Cole is when you take the leash off go do your thing.
He averaged 8 strikeouts a start for the Pirates, and it was 13 last year.
And I couple that with Houston. Ray Searidge, that story You're about right. Ray Searidge being way in the past, and I think, what were these people doing, and why were they still employed
here? Right. I mean, Cole personifies to a large degree the incompetence of guys like Ray Searidge, Clint Hurdle, and Neil Huntington, and that's why they're no longer employed by the Pirates. The point about what you're saying is that now that some of these guys are getting big money, Trout, Machado, Harper, Cole, like that, it will avoid a strike or labor unrest? I don't want them to. Is that like
you want a strike because you want a salary cap?
I want the sport to get fixed. And
is it broken?
It is for us.
What's the aim of the sport, though? You're thinking about it from a Pittsburgh perspective. That's one of 30 clubs.
Is baseball healthy to you?
They would tell you it is. Never, because it's a business.
Okay, of course, Rob Manfred. Gary Bettman would tell you that the NHL is the best professional sports league in North America, and he'd be wrong. Do you think it's healthy?
Wait, why is the NHL the worst? The Penguins always win.
Do you think baseball's healthy?
Yes.
You do?
Because it's a business, and it makes a ton of money hand over fist.
So the ratings wouldn't alarm you, the fact that they're skewing so old?
It's an old sport right now. They need to find a way to get new viewers. That's okay. Definitely a problem.
That's a big problem. That's down the pike. They're like the newspaper industry of professional sports. Is that fewer and fewer people are
How
walking out to their mailbox to get a
fine.
Newspaper.
How often, though, you say you want them to fix the sport with a work stoppage is what it sounds like. When has a work stoppage made a sport more popular
Hockey?
In the immediate aftermath?
Hockey.
Did baseball get more popular after the strike?
No.
In 94?
Well, it did for a little while, actually.
Because
yeah.
of a home run chase.
And then the Yankees and Red Sox and those teams won the World Series, yeah.
It didn't get more popular right away. They had major problems. They
sure.
needed to contrive a home run
But then the Yankees
race.
Won the World Series in 96. Then a home run race happened where they ignored steroids. And then the Red Sox broke their curse. So they had a pretty good 10-year run.
I don't know. I think the people that still are stewards of the sport that run MLB would say that they are far from in dire, you know, nowhere near dire straits. It's still the second most popular professional sport
yes,
in this country.
But it's not even close to the number one sport. And
well,
maybe,
I know that. It's not even close to college football, which is its own crazy thing.
Right.
Sure. But that doesn't mean it's not healthy.
Do you think it's healthy here?
No, but again,
okay.
you are missing the fundamental point, which is if Major League Baseball concerned itself and viewed its overall health as a reflection of how the Pirates are doing, or the Indians, or the Reds, or a team like that, then it would say, yeah, it's not healthy, but they don't. They look at the Washington Nationals, who won it in a pretty big market, the Yankees, who were in
the NHL
Astros,
got shut down for an entire
Dodgers.
Year because their weakest links were basically on the verge of bankruptcy and contraction.
Pirates
right?
are on the verge of any of those.
No,
things.
I understand that, but they're now in a position, and it's getting even larger, where the front end teams like the Yankees and the Dodgers are Alabama, Clemson, Ohio State, and the Pirates are more like, I don't know, Kansas football. I mean, that's where we're at, where you know you can't compete for the best recruits. You can't get a 4-star, 5-star recruit to where you are unless you draft them and then you have them while they're young,
but you're not allowed
and then
to
they're
do
gone.
The thing, but you're not allowed to do the things, and this is where I would get angry. You're not allowed, as a Pirates fan, you're not allowed to go and overpay to get the guys like Josh Bell for $5 million because Alabama decided that was unfair, and Major League Baseball agreed.
It's just another reminder of, like, how sad the sport and league makes me that the Yankees react to a 10-year drought and this franchise in this city is going on a 40-year drought. And, like, their reaction to the opening of the baseball meetings isn't Gerrit Cole, it's Hector Nowicki. You know, like, that just hits you like a fraternity hazing paddle to the face. It's just such a stark reminder that, like, the teams that the Pirates even promote as teams they want to be are not winning the World Series. When Travis
Correct.
Williams lays out their goals, like, we want to be like
the Rays,
the A's,
Brewers. Those teams are making
those
the
teams
playoffs.
Aren't winning the World Series
they're
either.
They're making the playoffs and hoping they get lucky once they get there and get
and
on
And guess
run.
What? They haven't.
They
in the wild card era, none of those teams have gotten lucky.
I'm aware.
So what are we doing this for? Well, yeah, baseball is a fun sport, and it's the national pastime, and it eats up the summer, and PNC Park's cool, and I'm into the game itself.
Yep.
But, like, the end game of having parades and banners and getting rings is just an impossibility here. And it's not just a Pirates problem. It's a problem that about a third of the league is confronted with and faces. And that's the issue. And then what happens and what ends up happening is one time, like Kansas City breaks through, just like that weird Premier League soccer team did like
Leicester
3 years
City,
ago.
Yes.
And then people say, well, see, a small market team can do it. No, there's an outlier to everything. From now on, don't sign a quarterback to a big contract. Don't pay your franchise quarterback because once upon a time, the Ravens won the Super Bowl with Trent Dilfer.
Question for you. Okay, so everything you're saying, passionate, and I like it, and I can understand why people are hearing that and agreeing with you wholeheartedly. But the fundamental thrust of what you started this with, the thesis statement was the sport is unhealthy. Whenever there's problems with the NFL or have been, who drives change? The owners, right? The owners want things changed. They make it so, right? Why do no owners, other than I want to say the Rays ownership group, vote against these collective bargaining agreements that lay out these parameters?
Because my hypothesis is that even those small market owners are profitable.
It's not a hypothesis. It's fact. They are profitable.
We don't know how profitable.
But they're
profitable.
We can
guess.
But the primary profit for billionaires who own teams in this kind of a scenario is the appreciation of value of the team. And guess what? Business is real good if you own a team for that appreciation thing. The Pirates are worth, what, $1 billion plus now? How much did the Nutting family buy them for? Buy in, like, majority for? Maybe $90 million? That's like, what is that, a 1,000% return on your investment?
It's 3 years of Garrett Cole. It's a third of his contract is what it is.
Okay, my point here is, if the owners who comprise that lower third of the sport that you say should be unhappy aren't unhappy, you will never get the meaningful change that you are desiring right now.
And even if the Pirates, let's say they trade the highest paid pitcher in baseball with the Astros, and they actually got a good package back,
yeah.
What are they? They're probably still a competitive team. They probably don't hit rock bottom like they did over the last couple of years. But are they really a World Series contender?
Somehow,
no, you still there's a limit.
If you were getting Bregman, if you were getting Bregman or somebody like that back, guess what happens? In 3 or so years, the discussion is who do they flip Alex Bregman to try to get to start the cycle?
It's a vicious cycle, exactly. Time is a flat circle, just like Matthew McConaughey said.
Did you ever watch that show past season one?
No, there was no good reason.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.